Welcome to Hello Hero episode 4. Today we'll be talking about My Hero Academia season 4, episode 4, Fighting Fate. And I am your host, Vincent Baker. Super happy to have you here. It's been a few days since I watched this episode. I've been so busy that it's been very hard to get around to recording this. Even though it's usually only about 10 minutes recording, there's some prep time, and then there's some time that I have to, you know, put in the picture and put in the title, description, share it, all that stuff, etc., etc. Anyways, another wonderful episode to season 4. I'm not sure if it's just because I'm not used to watching anime on the weekly, but it just seems like not only do they go by so quickly, which, I mean, it's My Hero Academia, so it's amazing, and it's going to feel like it goes by quick, but it just seems like not a lot happens in an episode, and I'm not saying that as a negative thing. I know it sounds like it's negative. This episode was fantastic. It's just, you know, the episode was mostly, you know, Deku bumps in the overhaul, which was an amazing scene, and then we had Deku not feeling right about the situation, and then he confronts All Might, and then that's the end of the episode. Maybe it's just because I'm used to, like, binging anime, so, like, maybe that's why I'm feeling, like, I don't know. But anyways, whenever Deku bumped into Overhaul, I didn't really feel the tension, because I know that, like, Overhaul wasn't just gonna jump at them and, like, blow them up or, you know, whatever. But I did really love the scene, and I don't think that I had to feel the tension personally for that scene to work. I think the writer is really talented for My Hero Academia, and I think that, you know, he does such a good job that, you know, the scene really played out well. I was very interested to hear Overhaul say that Ari, darn it, I keep forgetting her name, that she was his daughter, and there's nothing saying that's 100% true, but the show kind of presents it in a way to where it doesn't really make you think that you shouldn't believe it. So I'm assuming that that is, in fact, his daughter, which is interesting, because I thought that, you know, I mentioned it to my girlfriend. I said, I actually thought Overhaul would be a little younger, and she was like, really? You know, and I was like, well, it's, you know, it's an anime, so I just, you know, kind of assume people are younger than what I would initially assume they are. But I guess Overhaul's probably like mid-20s, which is pretty cool. I actually watched a reaction from Blind Wave on the episode. Shout out to Blind Wave, they're a good YouTube channel that does reactions. They actually mentioned a good point that maybe Overhaul's ability, you know, isn't just, you know, he touches people, they blow up. Because, you know, I had the initial concern that his ability would be too similar to Shigaraki, where they basically just touch someone and it's instant death. So having something that's a little bit more intricate and detailed for Overhaul would be amazing. So the idea would be that maybe he touches people and can siphon away all of their imperfections, their diseases, cavities. You know, they mentioned that in the show, that, you know, these robbers and villains that they came across were completely healed, even though they just had a terrible accident. So maybe Shigaraki can absorb, like, the badness, the negative effects on the person's body, and, like, store it up, and then give it to someone all at one time. So that would be pretty interesting. I've always thought, ever since the characters were introduced, that the girl is behind the healing, and it's, you know, he relies on her to keep him alive, perhaps, like, that's my theory, and that she's kind of the healer, because I feel like she definitely has to play an important role, and he said that she's part of his plan, and maybe it just deals with neutralizing quirks, and that's part of his plan to, like, you know, take out the heroes or something, and I guess that would make sense. A lot to think about here. But I also like the idea that Overhaul could, you know, he could be, like, a healer and a destroyer. That's a cool idea as well. So we'll have to see where that goes. I liked how quick Mirio could think on his feet. He definitely has Sir Night Eyes, like, he definitely fits very well to be Sir Night Eyes' assistant or hero or whatever, because he basically was acting in line with what Sir Night Eye would do, whereas Deku actually is acting more in line with what All Might would do, in my opinion, which is an interesting contrast because Mirio looks more like All Might, and on the surface, when you look at him and like the way he acts, you would think that he would be the better successor to All Might, which is a point that they keep bringing up. But I think that All Might's point is there's something kind of like not as pronounced and not as easy to see that is super important that Deku has that he has in common with All Might, which is the thing that I believe led All Might to choosing Deku, which is just the character in his heart. And that's not to say that Mirio is a bad person at all. Mirio seems like a fantastic person, seems to actually have his heart, you know, in the right place and wants to do good. And, you know, his name's Lemillion. He wants to save a million people. So I think that's a great thing. I just think there's something slightly different about Deku that resonates better with All Might, and that's why Deku was chosen. And I think that's an interesting point that I feel like that's something that's applicable to real life. I can't think of exactly what it's applicable to, but the idea of, you know, people saying, oh, that's that person's so much like that person, or this is so much like that, when really they're just seeing such a surface level, you know, image of what they have in their head or what they're seeing with their eyes, but they're not seeing that something else might be a lot closer to whatever it is they're comparing it to, because they're not looking past that surface level. So I find that pretty interesting. And the scene with Sir Night Eye when he was like shouting to All Might, and the idea that all of his future predictions have always come true, and, you know, All Might says, you know, you've never been wrong, and he's like, you know, I believe there just hasn't been a precedent set for that, and I believe I can change it. And the way that you hear him screaming that, at least in the, like, I'm not sure who voices him in the English dub, because it's a voice I haven't recognized, but he does a fantastic job with this character, and you just feel the pain in his voice, and it's amazing. And then the scene with All Might to Deku, where it has, like, the parallel from the beginning of the series, where, you know, he tells Deku that he's worthy, and it's like, it gives the same similar vibes to that, but it's, you know, it's kind of like a full circle, and I think that's pretty awesome, and made me and my girlfriend tear up a bit. So My Hero Academia does a really good job, you know, with the music and the way the animation looks, and just the way everything is, and we grow so attached to these characters. It's just really, really great. I went ahead and saw the preview. I'm not sure if you like skipping previews. If you do and you don't want to know what the preview had in it, then, you know, you can go ahead and end this right here. It's only going to go on for a few more seconds anyways, but the previews had Kirishima in it and a new My Hero Academia character, which I feel like will be pretty popular because I saw a guy cosplay this dude. I think his name's like Fat Gum or something. he's a really big guy, and he has yellow. That's all I really remember. I have no idea what his quirk is. I'm sure it's something kind of weird and something that you wouldn't expect. It's not going to be your ordinary super strength or something like that. But this next episode looks like it's going to feature Kirishima pretty prominently, which I'm excited for. I'm also excited to see where they go with his character as far as, you know, especially with his quirk, because I feel like with a lot of the other characters, like you have Bakugo, who can get like the stun grenades, and he can do like the scatter shots, and he can fly around in the air and cause massive explosions. He can do so much stuff with his quirk, and the show does a good job of like having it where characters can do multiple things with their quirks. I mean, even Froppy can now like cloak herself and turn invisible. So I'm really wondering what they will do with Kirishima, because, you know, I think he's pretty much only been able to just turn himself into like the stone skin, and I really would like to see some sort of cool evolution of his quirk, which, you know, I heard that his character is getting sort of like a main character treatment, which I wonder if that comes directly from the anime or if that's something they've already had in the manga. Because it seems like, I don't know if it's like he was a popular character in the manga, so when they were writing the manga, they decided to make him a main character, or once the anime came out, you know, he got a lot more fans, and then so in the anime, they're trying to give him more of the story spotlight. So I'm wondering how much is diverging from the manga, or how much of it is like extra content that they're adding that's not in the manga, or was this just something where he's very popular in manga too, so at this point in the manga, they made him a main character, so we're just now seeing it in the anime. If you know the answer to that question, I'm actually genuinely interested. Of course, you know, don't spoil me of anything that's not happened yet, but I'm very interested to know that. I've also heard that a lot of people want to see him transform into a dragon. I don't know where that came from. I mean, I think it came from like the fantasy art style with the fantasy outro and stuff. I mean, I don't think he's a dragon in that. But yeah, I'm not sure how much that would make sense necessarily, but you know, if at some point down the road, especially like towards the end of the series or something, and if everyone's like super powerful and doing crazy stuff, then I'm sure him turning into a dragon would be pretty cool. So whatever they do with him, I'm pretty excited to see it. Very excited for the next episode. Definitely want to see more of Overhaul, and I want to see more of his minions, especially the guy that's voiced by Todd Haberkorn, that's the little dude with the skull mask and always pointing at people. So that's pretty cool. Oh, and we saw Shigaraki. He said that he's willing to join. I'm a little worried that this is going to be like an arc for Shigaraki where he's going to become a better villain by outsmarting Overhaul and you know, leading to Overhaul dying or something. I don't want that to happen. I want Shigaraki to be a better villain, and I want him to evolve as a character and as a villain and things like that, but I hope it's in a way to where he's just not going to be kind of stupid, but somehow still outsmart Overhaul, and I don't know, we'll have to see about that. But anyways, I'm done ranting. I'm surprised I even managed to make this episode this long, but I'm always happy to have you listen, and it's super appreciated. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll catch you next time. Until then, stay awesome.